Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Well, hey, friends, welcome back to Work Life Harmony. I am going to take a little break from all things time management, organization, and productivity today and have a little bit of fun with you because I want to share with you 10 lessons, 10 things that I have learned and continue to learn over and over again, but have really come to light with me recently in our family evening Mario Kart 8 video game playing. So I kind of broke down 10 things that I have really recognized that I've learned and continue to learn every single time we sit down and play this as a family. But I think that these are things that apply to both life, personal, business, and I just wanted to come, you know, take a break from all things weekly planning with you guys here this week and just share a little bit of fun and a, you know, opportunity for you guys to get to know me a little bit better as well. So without further ado, let's dive in and talk about this crazy, crazy game called Mario Kart 8 and how it is just, whew, put me through the roller coaster.
Welcome to the Work Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
Well, hey there. So I wanted to have a little bit of fun today on the podcast, but even though the topic is kind of silly, there are some really good lessons that have applied to me both for life and business. And so let's just go ahead and dive in. It's going to be a little silly, but it's also, there's some good messages here. So I have a 10-year-old daughter, and for her birthday and kind of a family present this summer, as we were stuck in, you know, shelter in place, we got a Nintendo Switch. So we're not big video gamers here. It's kind of a big thing for our family. And it came with this Mario Kart 8. And so I want to talk through 10 things that I have learned from playing Mario Kart 8. So quick little backstory on this. We tend to, during the week after dinner, as long as everybody's, you know, got their jammies on, ready for bed, everything's ready for school the next day, we will get together, my husband and daughter and I, and play about 20 minutes of Mario Kart, 20 to 30 minutes of Mario Kart before bedtime. And it's kind of become our little family game time tradition. During the weekend, we tend to do a lot of card and board games instead, but we've really gotten into this Mario Kart 8. So I'm going to share with you 10 things that I have learned in playing this every evening now for months. First and foremost, I was not cut out to be a race car driver. There's no life lesson here in that one. I'm just going to come flat out and say it. I'm not cut out at this. I am terrible at this game. I lose every single night. If there's ever even a 5-second moment during the race that I'm in first place, I make a big announcement about it. And the family cheers me on because they all know it isn't going to last. So I just want you all to understand I'm coming at this from a place of somebody who's really, really bad at this. And it's kind of funny, our daughter wins probably 99% of the time, and it frustrates the heck out of my husband and I. So number one, not cut out to be a race car driver. The second thing that I have learned, and I think it's important to realize it, and this is hard for me, and it's been a hard lesson for my daughter to learn as well. Sometimes people are just mean. They just are. They just are. I get hit a lot. All the other racers, including my husband, will just come up and hit me because I guess that's part of the game, or just because they think it's fun. Even though I might be in last place, I'll still have people throwing things behind them just to continue to blow me up. And it reminds me of a conversation that I had with my niece several years ago. She is now an adult. And I was doing something with my business and I got some negative feedback and I was really upset about it. And she just shrugged and looked at me and she says, Maymay, she calls me Maymay instead of Aunt Megan. She says, Maymay, haters are going to hate. And I was like, what? She said, haters are going to hate. And that really stuck with me. And particularly if you are running a business, sometimes it's just, we want to please everybody and we want people to like us. We want people to gain value out of being in our lives, all of that. But the bottom line is sometimes haters are going to hate and sometimes people are just going to be mean. And it's up to us to decide how we want to handle that. Do we want to bring it in? Do we want to hold on to it? Or do we want to just recognize it for what it is, which my niece so clearly did for me that night, and just kind of shrug it off and say, haters are going to hate, and move on. The third thing I've learned is the importance of staying in your lane. I struggle with this both in life, and I certainly struggle with this when it relates to Mario Kart. In the game Mario Kart, if you don't stay in your lane, you literally fall off the side of the racetrack and this giant fishing pole or something comes and picks you back up. Well, the same thing will happen to you in your life, particularly for those of you running businesses, if you get so excited and interested in what other people are doing and you just keep pivoting and changing instead of just staying in your lane. If you continue to swerve from one lane to another and keep changing and changing and changing, you will continue to fall off the side. You will continue to have to get fished out. And you will continue to be in last place in whatever it is that you are doing. And so it's a really great reminder for me always. This is why I love my weekly planning, my prioritization list. It helps keep me crystal clear on how to stay in my lane when I have those priorities there. The fourth thing that I have learned, and again, another hard one, is the importance of asking for help. So there actually is the ability in Mario Kart for you to turn a feature on that helps you drive better. And for months in the evening, we were playing this game. And I mean, it got to the point I was so far in last place that my daughter and husband would be done and like waiting for me to finish. And it would just get so, so frustrating. And so finally, I just said, I need some help. Like, I need some help. Clearly, I'm not a threat to win by doing this. So my family now graciously allows me to turn on some auto driving help. I still don't win, but at least now it's a lot more fun for me because I've asked for help and I can actually participate a little bit better. The fifth thing that I've learned is the importance of power-ups. So in Mario Kart, power-ups are these little special powers that you can get that give you limited ability to, you know, boost your speed or throw things or do something like that that just helps your overall performance. Well, I like to equate this in our lives and how we're treating ourselves. What can you do to give yourself a power-up every single day? What kind of self-care can you do? What food are you putting in your body? Are you putting enough water in there? Are you getting enough rest at night? So I love to constantly, I have something every single day that I make sure I'm doing that's like a power up for me that's just going to help me show up better. And that's why I start my day with my personal morning routine. I feel like that's my number one power up that helps me take care of myself and show up the best way that I can. Number six, you cannot learn everything all at once. You can't master something like 10 things new all at the same time. So with my horrific race car driving, I am now staying somewhat in my lane fairly well. I've learned about power-ups, and my family is desperately trying to teach me how to do something relating to drifting around corners. I am not there yet. But the first several times we were playing it, I've got, you know, my husband and my daughter both would do this, do this, do this, do this. And finally I had to say, stop, I can't learn all these things at once. So now that I have finally mastered a few things, I am now feeling like I'm actually able to, I recently learned that I could do fancy tricks when I jump over things. So I can check that off. I've learned how to do that. It's comfortable. Now I'm ready to tackle something new. Maybe this will be the week I learn how to do drifting. Who knows? Number 7, how you look, how you present yourself for you can totally change the way you show up and how you feel. So one of the things you can do at the beginning of your Mario Kart experience is you get to pick the little car you're going to drive in. You get to pick the tires. You get to pick your little paraglider thing. And they have all sorts of fun things with it. Well, I know that when I drive around in a little pink car with wings and I put on big rainbow tires and a big cloud paraglider thingy, I feel better. It makes it fun. I show up different. If I were to create a car that didn't feel like me, I wouldn't show up the same way. And for me in my life, sometimes people, especially during quarantine, were questioning, like, Megan, you work from home, we're all at home, no one's going out. Why do you still, you know, get dressed every day, do my hair, do all this stuff? Not that I have much hair, but I always tell everyone, I'm like, I do this for me. I show up different. If I get up, if I put on clothes that make me happy, which for me is always a great pair of jeans, a top, some shoes, and some good earrings, because I know I show up better. Number 8, this was probably one of the hardest things for me. And this is a lesson I'm still learning in life a lot. And it is this: when something makes you angry to your core, what is it on the inside of you that needs to change? So I'm much better. I was not a good loser, friends, like at all. Every single evening, I would just want to take that remote and literally throw it at the TV or at my spouse or even at my daughter sometimes. It was to the point where I didn't even want to go sit down and play. And I was like, Megan, you are a grown woman. You should certainly be able to know how to lose. Like, what is so wrong with you? What's going on the inside that is making me get as angry as losing as Mario Kart was? Well, when I finally dug into it, I realized it's because I am used to figuring things out pretty quick. I am good, particularly when it comes to something technology related. I always take some pride, probably have ego that I shouldn't have, around being able to figure out software and things like that well. I'm good at reading instructions, you know, digging in, Googling stuff, learning out how to do something, and I'm used to being able to do it very quickly. Well, we've been playing Mario Kart for a long time, and I am not getting better at a rapid rate at all. And I realized that is what was making me so angry. It was triggering this thing in me that was 100% mine, because I was getting very frustrated and I was letting my ego get in the way of not being able to learn how to do something better. So that is always something that, and of course, I was initially blaming everything else. Oh, well, this is why I'm not good. This is why I'm not good. Oh, I'm just, you know, I wasn't raised with video games. You name the excuse, I was making it for why I was allowed to be that mad. The bottom line is, it was what was going on inside of me. So anytime I feel that much frustration and anger towards something, I always know, sometimes it takes me longer than it should to get there, but I do finally realize I need to turn the mirror around and say, what is it that is going on inside of my own head that is allowing me to get this frustrated and this angry? So I am pleased to announce that I now continue to lose every night, but I'm having a great time in the process because I am letting go of that, to be blunt, ego of being able to learn how to do things quickly. Lesson number 9, teamwork makes things so much more fun. So one of the games that you can play in Mario Kart is this cop and robber thing. And sometimes we'll play that. And it's an opportunity for my husband and daughter and I all to be on the same team and work together. And when we play that, we have an absolute blast because we're cheering each other on. We're talking back and forth. If someone gets caught in jail, they're going, help, I'm down in the, you know, whatever jail, and we're racing down to rescue them. And we're really coming together, and it brings a level of just, I don't know, lightness. We're all in it together. It's not up to one person. And, you know, as somebody who runs businesses by myself, I am a solopreneur. It is, sometimes we get caught in this trap of thinking, oh, I'll just do it myself. Oh, it's just easier if I just do it. And we want to hold on to control. We want to have all that, right? Well, it is so important to remember that when you bring other people into your team, into your world, into your corner, it lightens the load and it just makes everything that much more fun and enjoyable. And then last but not least, lesson number 10 that I have learned is it really isn't whether you win or lose. It's how you show up to play the game. Now, I'm not saying it's how you play the game, because no, oftentimes how you play it does dictate whether you win or lose, but it's how you show up to play the game. Are you walking in? I mean, for too long to admit, I was walking into that room every night already annoyed and half angry because I knew I was going to lose, I was going to get angry, blah, 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 blah. I mean, this is embarrassing for me to admit this to you guys as a grown person, right? But because of all those other things that I have learned through this, I now show up every night. I'm still the worst player. I'm still always in last place, but I am showing up with a smile, with an attitude of having fun and enjoying that time together with my family. I am not winning in the results board, but I am showing up in a way that is providing an evening of fun for all of us. So I really want you to think about where in your life, and it's something I challenge myself with every day too, particularly if you're embarking on a new scary goal. Maybe you've got, you know, a personal goal, a fitness goal, a business goal. Remember, it's not about the end result. It's how are you showing up to do this thing every single day? Because even when I have shown up in the best of ways and have failed, and by failed, I mean I didn't get the result I was hoping for when I started, I still recognize I've learned a ton and I apply all that knowledge to the next thing. And it's because I show up from a mindset of going all in, being there, enjoying the ride, recognizing the journey, learning as I go. So if any of you out there listening or seeing this video, if you are fellow Mario Kart 8 players, I'd love to hear your experiences with it. And I hope that you've enjoyed something just a little bit more fun this week, a little maybe insight into who I am a little bit. I debated recording this or not, because I was like, man, it's going to be hard for me to come out here and publicly announce it. Like, I was a really, really sore loser for so long. But spending our evenings doing this has given me an opportunity to grow and have a great time. So I hope you guys have a super fun week, and who knows, maybe I'll see you out on the racetrack sometime.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.